SOP224. Today we're talking about, do you really need a forum? I've got a way to afford that kind of costly hardware, the microphones and such, and podcastclicks.com is back from the dead.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for joining me here at the School of Podcasting. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing, all those other fun-filled spots in between. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, super easy, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can leave a comment out in our show notes. You can find that at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Well, we talked, I forget it was last week, and somehow the topic of starting a forum for your website came up, and there are a couple podcasts that I know of that have very active forums. One is the Rock and Roll Geek Show of Michael Butler over at rockandrollgeek.com. And another one is Keith and the Girl at keithandthegirl.com. And both those are podcasters who have been podcasting since early 2005. Michael since 2004. He's a podcast pioneer. He's like one of the first 10 to pick up a podcast, if not one of the first five. And there are some things to think about when starting a podcast. It is a great interactive area for fans to kind of chat and connect with each other. It's a place for people to get questions answered. That's always helpful. It can help reduce your email inbox because people might be getting their answers on the forum, or they might be asking you questions in the forums, things like that. And they're also, this is the thing I love about forums, most of them have an RSS feed, so you can actually subscribe to all the information on the forum and monitor it in your Google Reader or blog lines or whatever you're using. That's the good news. The bad news is if the forum has no activity, it can be more of a headache than a compliment to your presence online. So a couple things to think about before launching a forum. Any kind of community needs a traffic base. And unless you really have a large group to market to, it's really not a good idea to begin with a forum. So if your podcast is about chocolate-covered fish sticks, you're not going to have a huge fan base, and you may not need a forum. It's always easier to launch a forum if you already have a website or blog traffic than to use that site. You know, you can basically use that site then to promote your forum, which is basically what happened with Keith and the Girl and the Rock and Roll Geek Show. They basically were getting tons of email. They had these big, we're talking five-figure listeners in this case. And so there was a huge audience, and there was plenty of people to fill up the forums. And just about everything I read, you need about 1,000 listeners, maybe 500, but probably closer to 1,000 listeners. Or one article I read said 2,000 visits per day. If you're going to launch a forum, I actually tried to launch a forum once for my weekly Web Tools podcast, and it really didn't have enough traffic to get up any kind of activity. And the other thing you have to keep in mind, you have to water and feed a forum. You can't just put it up and it will come. You have to throw out topics and things like that. And people don't want to participate in a community that looks vacant. So, because you do have to sign up, typically, you almost always have to put in, you know, your email address and a password and things like that. And so if you look at that and go, well, I'm not going to even give this person my email address because there's nothing going on here. So one of the things you can think about, first of all, you can actually use your website as a forum to a certain extent. There is a great plugin called Subscribe to Comments. And what this is you can add it to your WordPress. And when people leave a comment, they can subscribe so that if somebody else leaves a comment, they will be notified that, hey, somebody else said something about this post. That will help feed the communication And that way, you know, somebody say, oh, well, somebody added this to it. And then they'll go back and leave a comment, which will then notify the other person if they subscribe. That's a great plugin to nurture some communication just on your website. Now, the other thing, if you do start a forum, and it does start to, I thought this was funny. I was reading an article on this. They said, if you just launch a forum, rather than have it sit there empty, and I'm not sure if I agree with this, but it said, create a couple fake users, you know, get a free email address or whatever, and create some fake conversations. I think that's odd, but it says this will keep your forum from looking so bare and will encourage others to participate. It said, just be sure to turn off the view IP address option, or your members might get suspicious when they see 10 people posting with the same IP address. So a well-run active forum can be a nice addition to your podcast. Just remember that there is some work involved with maintaining it. You can appoint moderators to help you. I know Michael Butler at the Rock and Roll Geek Show has a couple people, because people will try to spam it and people will get a little over the top and things like that. So it can get a little intense with maintaining it if it gets really, really big. Because in the end, you are responsible for the maintenance and the upkeep. Take your time with the launch, build your traffic first, and then continue to, you know, set up your online community. Now, you do need a good script, and there's one that's paid, and it's kind of costly, called vBulletin. I'll have a link to that out at the website. It's around, I want to say, $200. It's used by Keith and the Girl. It's still used by Podcast Pickle. It's a professional level bulletin board. I've used PHPBB, and that's a free program. It's easy to install, and there are a lot of kind of themes for that, so it's easy to get a different look. It's also, because it's so popular, a rather popular target of spammers. Now, in the past, they have taken great strides to fight spam with PHPBB. What I've been using, and I love it because it works with WordPress. It works within WordPress, so you don't have to have your WordPress login to do your administration there and your PHPBB login. And it's called SimplePress. You can find this at simple-press.com. And I actually just added this to the More Podcast Money site. And what's great about that, because that's a membership site, when people sign up, they can see the forms. If you're not signed up, you can. And that's a personal choice. You might have your forum completely open to the public if you'd like. But it's very simple to set up. It takes about, I would say, a half hour to an hour to get everything set up. But it's a really cool tool, and it's free, although I highly recommend that you donate to those people that do it. But if you think it's time for a forum, you've got some people, and you want to give it a shot, I would recommend SimplePress. For the members of the School of Podcasting, I just created about a 10-minute tutorial showing you how to install this, how to set it up, how to set up the groups, how to set up the forums, how to set up the permissions, things like that, and I'll be posting that at the website shortly. All right, next thing I want to talk about, people ask me, where do I buy my music gear? I know you can get music gear at Amazon.com, and there's Musician's Friend, and there is BSW is another good one. The one I always use is Same Day Music. You can, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Same Day Music, here's one of the biggest reasons I like them. Number one, they have a decent stock, they've got great customer service, and they don't charge sales tax unless you live in New Jersey. And they have pretty decent pricing. They've actually added a new feature to their pricing. You can actually pay for half of it, get the equipment, and pay for the other half. It's a feature called Speed Play. This means that you have 60 days, I'm just going to read this, to send back your purchase if you're not completely satisfied, and we'll refund your initial payment, no questions asked. Just select Speed Play payments during checkout. Approval is easy and there's no interest. It says, we're upfront about the fine print. After 30 days, there's a nominal 0.01% just to make sure the card is still active. Speed Play payments are available on most orders of $249 or more and are limited to $3,000 in merchandise. Any amount over $3,000 will be added to your initial payment. Speed Play is available to customers within the 50 United States. So unfortunately, this isn't available for our friends overseas. It says, what happens is it agrees to bill you for your order in two installment payments. With the Speed Play installment payment, we split the merchandise total for your order into two payments. We will charge the initial payment to your credit card at the time of your order, when it ships, add shipping charges, processing fees, and taxes, if applicable, that would be if you're in New Jersey, to this initial payment. We will deduct gift certificates, if applicable, from your order total. We will charge the subsequent installment to your credit card 60 days after shipment of the items. At 30 days, we will also deduct a charge of 0.01% from the price of your final installment. Our one-time processing fee charge is $4. So it's $4 plus 0.01%. We will not charge interest on your purchases. Same day music limits purchases, okay, to $3,000. So if you're looking to get gear and you go, yeah, I just can't afford all that money up front, same day music is basically offering this almost interest-free. It's 0.01 plus $4. So if you're looking for that, again, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/same day music. That is an affiliate link of mine. If you're looking for it, I've used them. I bought things there. It is a good company, and your stuff shows up really quick. Next up, I've mentioned the expo. Just wanted to let you know this week, the early bird pricing is coming to an end. This ends July 15th. The pricing for this, if you want full access to all the conference stuff, if you just want to, is $600. That's seminars, as well as get you on the floor for the exhibits. If you just want a weekend pass, it's $300. If you want a Thursday pass, it's $300. If you just want passes to the exhibits, which if I go, that's probably what I'll be doing, because I do almost all my networking outside of the classes. That is just $25. Again, this is October 14th, 15th, and 16th in Las Vegas. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/expo, that will take you right there. And there is a coupon. If you just put in eBird, you can get an additional 20% off. Next up, I want to say back from the dead, but it wasn't ever really dead. And that is a website I started back in 2006 called Podcast Clicks. Just to let you know, we served over 8,000 clicks in 2006, over 17,000 clicks to podcasters in 2007, over 22,000 clicks in 2008, and over 157,000 clicks in 2009. Now, the problem was it was getting so busy that it was costing me money to run the site, and it was a free site. And so I tried to charge people $5 a year, a whole $5 a year. And to make a long story short, nobody paid. And the bummer is I was getting a lot of traffic from podcast clicks. So it's back to being free, and here is the catch. In every category, which includes, let me click on this to get the list. I mean, it's all your basic categories. There's arts, entertainment, books, business, marketing, comedy, education, food, drink, gaming, gay, lesbian, general, health, fitness, mainly music, news, parenting, family, podcasting, political, psychology, self-help, religion, sci-fi, sports, and technology, along with adult and mature, and that's always the category that gets me in trouble. I've put this back online. It's still free, but in every one of those categories, there will be one, as in one, poster, as in a banner, for the School of Podcasting. So if you join up, you might eventually have a banner for the School of Podcasting show up on your site. That's it. Just School of Podcasting. You can go over there. You can see sample banners on the side. You can watch a video. I'll show you how easy it is to set up. It takes you about maybe 5 minutes, if that. The only catch is, if you want to call it a catch, is the A, that you're going to end up eventually, I haven't even set that up yet, you'll have the school, one school of podcasting banner will be in rotation per category. And the other thing is, you can only have one banner per page, because every time you show a banner, your banner is shown someplace else. So some people see that and they go, oh, well, I'm going to put the code to show the banner 12 times on my website. No, that doesn't work. You should put it once, put it on the sidebar if you want. And that's it. You get 500 impressions for signing up. That'll get enough to get you some exposure. Obviously, the more popular sites can, we'll get more impressions. But the great thing is, you're getting your name, your brand, your podcast in front of people who are already listening to podcasts. That's the great thing about it. So if you're interested, go over to podcastclicks.com. That's the only rule. Number one, A, you only can put the banner code once per page. Now, you could, if you have multiple pages, you could put one on one page, and you know that's 120 by 240. You could put your 125 by 125 on page two, things like that. You just can't have, you know, five podcast clicks banners on one page. Does that make sense? The other thing you can't do is, and I almost eliminated the adult mature, because that's the one that got us in trouble last time with, well, what it is somebody would sign up and they would have a, you know, some banner that would have a four-letter word on it, or somebody that was scantily clad, and they would try to put that into the religion category or something like that. Well, now when you submit a banner, I'm going to approve it or disapprove it, and I'll also be notified if anybody edits their banner. So that shenanigans, it will take longer to get your banner into the system, maybe a day or two, no big deal, but it should stop all these shenanigans. It is, again, free, and like I said, well, here, I'm gonna click on statistics. It is July 10th as I record this. We have 54 users, and in July 2010, we have given 9,720 clicks this month. We've delivered 1,394,412 impressions. So that's impressive. And it's free. So check it out. Be sure to read the rules. We also don't want animated banners, because some people just think they're tacky. There are tasteful animated banners, and then there are not so tasteful animated banners that look kind of hokey. So just make it a standard banner. You can have it 124 by 240. You can do 125 by 125. Or if you want, you can do a full banner, which is 468 by 60. Check it out at podcastclicks.com. All right, last week I talked about some podcasts about podcasting, and there is another one. And I've been listening to this man's podcast. He does a great podcast on internet marketing, and it's Andy White from the UK. Lovely man. He, like I, use a Shure SM58 microphone, and it's called The Podcasting Advisor. It's at podcastingadvisor.com. And let's see, his episodes involve dealing with popping, when you have your popping peas, which I had a couple earlier, how to talk from the heart, how to interview, microphones to get you started, the building blocks of podcast delivery. And he has his first, oh, here's the first episode as well. So that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting This Morning Announcements. We talked about, do you really need a forum? And if you do, realize that it can be a lot of work. You need to feed it, and you need a decent audience to get it going. You can check out things like vBulletin, or check out Simple Press if you do actually want to add one. If you want to turn your blog into more of a forum, check out a plugin called Subscribe to Comments. That is great fun. We talked about the early bird special for Blog World is ending July 15th. So if you're going to sign up, because for instance, the full access pass is $600. Come after this, it goes up to $895, after September 16th, that goes up to $11.95. So you're getting an almost half price off. And like you said, if you're just going to do the exhibit pass, you're saving 50%. It's $25 now. Full price is $50. We also talked about podcast clicks. If you're looking for some free promotion for your podcast, check that out. And I just want to thank you so much for listening to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. If you would like to start a podcast, now is the best time. It really is. Doesn't take much money. Doesn't take a lot of time. Come to the School of Podcasting. We'll help you plan it. We'll help you produce it. We'll get you the right tools, and then we'll help you promote it. It's all there, step-by-step tutorials, as well as a newly redesigned resource section. Check it out at schoolofpodcasting.com. And until next week, class is dismissed.